This is CPR News, NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A recent lawsuit claims a worker died at Suncor's Commerce City refinery after inhaling toxic gas. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
The complaint was filed by the family of Curtis Williams, who worked for an industrial cleaning company based in Texas. In early 2023, Suncor contracted Williams after a cold snap led to malfunctions and closed the facility for nearly 3 months. Then there was a vapor leak while the company tried to restart the facility. The lawsuit claims Williams breathed highly toxic hydrogen sulfide during the incident. His coworkers found him dead in a hotel a week later. Suncor did not immediately respond to the allegations laid out in the lawsuit. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The weather system they call a bomb cyclone that's causing big problems in the Pacific Northwest could make its way to Colorado in a few more days, but not with the same force. At least 2 people have died and more than 500,000 have lost power. In the heavy rain and wind, it will be a much different storm by the time it reaches Colorado, according to Denver 7 Chief Meteorologist Mike Nelson.
Rather than coming through as one nice big cohesive storm, it's going to kind of break up into little bits and pieces that fly out across the Central Rockies over the weekend into early next week.
Nelson says that could mean some snow in the mountains starting Sunday. I-70 road work at Vail Pass is pausing for the winter. The Colorado Department of Transportation is in the middle of a $300 million project that includes a wider roadway and new bridges and wildlife underpasses. Both existing lanes in each direction will stay open until work resumes next spring. This is CPR News and KRCC.